This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 3 May 2006. Israeli occupation forces escalate attacks on Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. Israeli occupation forces shot dead a Palestinian woman in the West Bank and extrajudicially assassinated a Palestinian activist in the Gaza Strip. Two Palestinians were extrajudicially assassinated by Israeli occupation forces in Bethlehem. 17 Palestinian civilians, including 7 children, were wounded by Israeli occupation gunfire. Israeli occupation forces continued to shell Palestinian areas in the northern Gaza Strip. 2 members of the Palestinian National Security Forces were killed and a third was wounded when they attempted to deactivate an unexploded shell fired by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli occupation forces conducted 37 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank, particularly in the Nablus area. 111 Palestinian civilians, including 14 children and 2 women, were arrested by Israeli occupation forces. 2 homes were transformed by the Israeli occupation forces into military sites. The Israeli military have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine. They've continued to partially close border crossings of the Gaza Strip. The north of the West Bank has been separated from the center and the south, and Israeli occupation forces abused a number of Palestinian civilians, including journalists, at checkpoints in Hebron. Israeli occupation forces arrested the wife and mother of an allegedly wanted Palestinian in the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the apartheid wall in the West Bank. They razed more areas of land in Yatta village south of Hebron. Israeli occupation forces started to construct a fence around the Shafat refugee camp near Jerusalem, and they used force against peaceful nonviolent demonstrators organizing in protest of the construction of this apartheid wall. They wounded 5 demonstrators with rubber-coated metal bullets. Lastly, Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. Israeli settlers launched daily attacks against Palestinian civilians and property in the Hebron area. For more information about these gross human rights violations and war crimes, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.